Miss any of the Bill and Jessica Show? Want to listen all over again? It's the Bill and Jessica Show podcast. Here's another segment on Power 101.7.
9:06. It's the Bill and Jessica Show. Time now for the Bill and Jessica Audio Vault. Someone used AI to have Bob Ross and Mr. Rogers go at it in a WWE wrestling match.
See, here we go. AI.
Apparently, it's pretty entertaining. Yeah, the video's going viral. Check it out.
Look at this place, King. That's Mr. Rogers walking to the ring.
Stop. And he's got it. Marilyn Monroe on his arm.
I never thought I'd see this on Monday Night Raw.
Mr. Rogers, it's a beautiful day to paint this canvas with your blood.
Rogers swings. Block. Ross spins.
Back elbow. One, two, he got three. Him. The artist pulls it off.
Bob Ross has Bob done Ross. It. The happy little painter just pinned Mr. Rogers.
Wow.
And he's the 1997 World Wrestling Federation Heavyweight Champion.
That is so crazy. It sounds exactly like the announcers, too. Jerry the King Lawler, yeah. Vince McMahon. Like, it sounds like them.
Yep.
Wow. You know, when AI, when they were first talking about AI and AI started coming, I remember they went, did the, what was it, the hologram tours and all that kind of stuff, where they would, like, have, like, you know, Biggie and Tupac and, you know, like, they would have the artists who had passed away. They'd come back and do, like, Whitney Houston. Mm-hmm. They talked about doing a hologram tour.
Yeah, Michael.
And some people were, like, against it. Some people thought it was cool. You know, and then when AI started coming around, they were talking about, well, and that was the whole thing with, like, the actors and actresses and the strike and all that. You know, like, Ice Cube wants to do another Are We There Yet movie or whatever. If he don't want to do it, that's fine. They can just make it AI.
They can come up with a way and they can do it.
Yeah, like, that's was the whole
crazy.
And it'll fool us. Yep. Like, it's cool to us. We're like, wow, this isn't that crazy? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and that's why so many things, you know.
It's like scary.
Signing certain things.
It looks like scary real. I mean, like, it's scary real.
Mm-hmm. How about the AI phone calls? That sounds exactly like the person's voice. And they're scamming people. They're calling older people, acting like that, you know, it's their grandchild or grandson. And the voice is exact.
I mean, you might be listening to AI right now.
You could be.
We're AI.
You never know.
I'm just saying. Isn't that crazy?
You never know.
Like, you can, like I always said, like, you know, they can't replace us.
No.
You know, they can't replace, right. But can they? Because I still
We're
say
one
no.
Of a kind.
But listen. Are you kidding? Does this not sound real?
Look at this place, King. That's Mr. Rogers walking to the
this
ring.
This sounds like.
He's got Marilyn Monroe on his arm.
I mean, obviously, Mr. Rogers, Marilyn Monroe, obviously, with that, is not real, but. That sounds like an old school WWE announcer. It doesn't sound like fake.
I never thought I'd see this on Monday Night Raw.
Mr. Rogers, it's a beautiful day to paint this canvas with your blood.
Rogers swings. Block. Ross spins.
Back elbow. One, two,
he got
three.
Him.
The artist pulls it off.
Bob Ross has done it. The happy little painter just pinned Mr. Rogers.
I mean, if you
That's
tell me,
crazy.
Oh no, I could tell, you're lying.
That is so crazy.
That is wild, right? Unbelievable where we're going. The thieves who stole a 50-pound fiberglass dinosaur named Claire from a Sinclair gas station in LA have returned it, along with the note that says, "I'm sorry for stealing Claire. Please don't press charges." Here's the gas station owner talking about getting Claire back.
"You'll never believe it." I said, "What's going on?" She says, "Claire's home. Somebody's scared that they're going to be found out."
"Are you going to press charge?"
"Absolutely not. I'm just glad that Claire's home."
Claire's home.
Yeah, Claire.
Wow. Claire's home.
Like I said earlier, that's like stealing the big chicken from Rofo.
And that has happened.
Well,
before.
Don't do that, guys. That's not a good
that
thing.
That has happened.
A Kentucky man was arrested after putting out Halloween decorations that depicted bodies of local officials. Yeah.
Boy.
Here's one official, Eddie Barnes, talking about seeing the decorations that Stephen Markham put out of him. He, like, saw his dead body in his yard. Like, oh, it's Halloween decoration.
Halloween decoration.
At first, I didn't know what to think about it because I actually drove by and seen it in his yard. And I'm thinking, wow, you know, that's kind of harsh.
Yeah, a little bit too far with the Halloween decorations, guys.
Wow.
Airheads is giving people a chance to win a creepy decoy boy and telling people that the fake kid is a way for adults to go trick-or-treating and not getting hounded for being too old. Here's a commercial they put out about their decoy boy.
"For too long, getting older has meant giving up the joy of trick-or-treating. Luckily, Airheads has a solution. the decoy boy.
Trick or treat, airheads, please.
Oh, I'm sorry. Is this your child?
Yeah.
The decoy boy is a humanoid robot with innovative candy-extracting technology that makes it socially acceptable for you to go trick-or-treating.
Please place airheads into my human hand. Can I have one more? Please, please, please?
And in case of emergency, there's always tantrum mode.
Yay! Airheads!
Yeah, decoy boy. According to a new study, the best city to drive in is...
Baby, you can drive my car. Beep, 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 yeah.
Corpus Christi, Texas.
Oh, okay.
That's followed by Greensboro, North Carolina. In second place, Boise, Idaho. In third, coming in dead last. You ready for this?
Where?
Philadelphia.
What?
The worst place to drive.
Last place.
Wow. Crazy, right? Have you ever been heckled, have you ever heckled a player at a ball game?
Pitcher's got a big butt. Pitcher's got a big butt.
Well, a new study shows that only 14% of us admit they've heckled athletes at a game. On top of that, 80% of people say they've never done it.
That's not right. But you do it, don't you?
What, heckling players?
Yeah.
I mean, like, what do you mean?
I don't know. You tell me what you mean. Tell me what you do.
It depends on what you're saying. Well, all right, let me ask you this.
I know you probably, like... All right, maybe not the players. I don't think you do the players, but maybe, like, the ump, you might, like, say something under your breath. Like, oh, come on, Blue.
Oh, that's nothing. Come on, Blue. That's normal talk.
That's normal. Okay.
Yeah. How about like
how far can they go without getting kicked out?
It depends. Every ump's different.
Oh.
Everybody's different.
Okay. Well, how far do you go?
Okay.
What do you say?
I'll tell you normal speak.
Okay.
Normal speak.
All right.
Okay, when we're at a game. And you tell me if you've ever done this, because Jesse just started playing.
Right. But yeah, but we went through Jim and I. We're
okay.
Yeah, we've done it all.
Okay, so I mean, if it's a bad call, it's a bad call.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so let's just say Bryce is at second and he gets somebody out, but they call it safe.
Okay.
And, you know, everybody at that point is like, oh, come on. I'm like, no, you got him, Bryce. Don't worry. You got him.
Okay. That's good. That's normal, I think.
Okay. And that's normal talk.
Right.
You know?
Yes.
And normally the umpire doesn't say anything at that.
Right. Okay.
You know, or I'm like, you know, I mean, there has been times where we've like, if it's like at the end, where it's like the winning, you know, runner,
okay,
where it could be very,
you know, tense.
Sometimes we're like, oh, bull, and we shouldn't
do you
do that.
Say it?
We shouldn't do that.
Do you say it?
We shouldn't do that.
You do?
We shouldn't do that.
Yeah, I don't do that.
No.
I don't use any explicit.
No, but do you do? Oh, come on. Like, you don't worry.
A little.
Don't worry, Jess. You were safe.
Yeah. A little bit of that.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Do you? Oh, okay.
Yeah. Nothing vulgar.
No.
Yeah, nothing disrespectful, but I think we all chirp.
You know, I mean, there's been times where, you know, a buddy of mine or we've been, you know, like watching, you know, and then the other coach will come out arguing and we're like, get off the field. Play ball. Let them play.
This is good stuff.
Let them play. You know?
Yeah, to the other coach.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right. I'm good with that.
Get back in the dugout.
That's good.
Because, I mean, they're coming out.
I know.
You want them to play ball.
I know.
Those are just some things.
Yeah, that's probably pushing it for me. I'm not saying that other parents and all that don't do it. But for me,
yeah,
I probably don't do that.
Something else.
But I would chirp a little
bit. No, something else I do is like, when there's another, when we're playing someone and the pitcher clearly is not his day.
Okay.
And he's like got bases loaded and then he does another walk where he walks him in.
Okay. What do you say?
You'll hear me saying, walk him in.
For real?
That's like my,
Bill.
That's one of my signature lines.
Bill.
I'm like, walk him in. That's what they, that's what my line is.
Gosh.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
These are just little things.
Way to rub it in.
No, yeah. Get in their heads.
I know. Way to rub it in.
Mm. You know? And if they're chirping, but normally, like,
see, our umps are all volunteers, so we are all very you know, we know they're volunteering.
Don't care. So on the other side. We do. No. I do care. But on the other side, see, the thing is like, we don't get chirping unless something goes wrong or they're chirping.
So you feel like you're more egged on.
Correct.
All right.
If they're chirping.
You don't just automatically come out.
No, I don't come out like an ass. Right. You know, okay. like that's right. Not.
It's like the other
and side. Our parents aren't like that. Right. You know, it's because there's a lot of obnoxious sports parents. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
So if they're chirping, then sometimes that gets on our nerves. Like they'll say stuff against our kids.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So it's normally the other people who start, and then, you know, it's like.
Right. Now I'm more like, we made signs. We have the cowbell. We
have the cowbell for football.
Things.
Yeah. We have the cowbell for football. Mm-hmm. Football. Football don't do a lot of chirping because we're like so far they can't hear us.
Yeah.
You know, we just do a lot of cheering.
It still makes you feel good though. Probably.
It does.
Let something out.
Yeah. It's just cheering, mm-hmm. You know, cheering for the football.
Mm-hmm.
And we're so good anyway. So
oh!
We're usually blowing through them anyway. So, I mean, it's not.
And Phil says I'm the one.
Yeah. But no, with baseball, no, I'm not. You know, I've never gotten kicked out of Bryce's games. I'm not one to do that, you know.
Yeah. Have any of your friends?
Yeah.
They have.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They have. But I've never gotten kicked out. And I don't plan on getting kicked mm-hmm. out. You know, I know how to, like, be quiet.
Keep it together.
You know. Yes. But every once in a while, things come out. And, mm-hmm. you know, it's because things are annoying.
Yeah.
So.
All right.
But to me, that's, like, part of it.
Yes.
You know, they used to get on my nerves because, like, when we played Little League was a lot more strict.
Mm-hmm, they are.
Yeah, and that got on my nerves because mm-hmm. it was like, you couldn't even, like, what? Like, you couldn't even do that.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, don't make it not fun. Mm-hmm. Like, this is part of it.
Yeah. You know? I get it.
So.
But Little League is that way. You're right.
Well, make the right call.
And you wouldn't get it. I feel like years ago it was that way, but not as strict as it is now. I don't know why I felt that.
Yeah, I don't know. It's
and like I said, I know that the umpires are volunteer, and so, you know, all the things.
Well, there's a guy who is a friend of mine. Shout out to him. I'll shout him out. Shout out to Ron. But he used to be one of the guys, you know, his son was big into Little League or whatever, and he was a coach and all this. He doesn't do it anymore, but he used to. And when he would umpire, if the crowd would give him a hard time.
Yeah.
Like right in the middle of the game, he would take his padding off and walk over with the counter and say, please come do this. You want to do it? Because I'd rather go home. They made me come do this game because I'm a coach.
He's volunteering and he's a coach.
Yeah. And they'd be like, oh, no, I'm sorry. He'd be like, all right, well, chill.
Enough.
Yeah.
I like him.
Yeah.
I like that.
No, like in the middle of like the third inning.
Right.
Like if somebody, he would walk over.
You don't like it?
He'd be like, can you please do this? Please.
Here.
Because I'd rather be home. So.
That's good stuff.
And shout out to all the umpires. Shout out to all the umpires and, you know, the good ones.
Yeah.
The good ones. Because I know you guys do, you know. It's not an easy job.
Yeah.
I did it once for Amaya's team back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
I got behind the plate, and I didn't like it.
No.
Yeah, I'd rather be the field umpire, mm-hmm. because once you get behind, because that's a little bit more chill than behind the plate. And behind the plate, I remember a couple times I called, and it was crazy because they put Amaya into pitch, and I was calling,
mm-hmm.
you know. And I mean, you know, I cheat, so I would
stop
calling all these strikes that she was throwing.
It.
And if they were a ball, it's still good. No, I'm kidding.
It was still a strike. No matter what.
Yeah.
Baby girl's on the mound.
I know. She's throwing all strikes tonight. I don't care where it goes.
That's the game. You're like, yep, I'll volunteer. Yeah, I'll be up tonight.
No, I'm kidding. But
our girl's throwing heat.
Yeah. But now, it's not an easy job.
It's not.
So, it's not. And you take a lot of crap from,
yes,
you know, and again, I know that I exaggerate, you know, a lot.
But a little bit of chirping, I think, is expected. And like, right. It's fun, right. You know.
Again,
you know.
I exaggerate a lot, but, and I've never gotten kicked out of a game, and I don't do all that. But have other people, friends of mine and all that been kicked out? Absolutely. Mm-hmm. You know, but other people get out of hand.
Yeah.
You know? So.
I get it.
All right. 9:21. We're going to continue on the way. It's Bill and Jessica's show.